episode 3376, Rise Above the Shadows.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Happy, happy day. I hope you're having a fabulous start to your week. It is Inspiration Motivation Day, and I want you to have a smile on your face and joy in your heart. And you know what? I don't take that for granted. I know I say it a lot, but seriously, if you don't put into action your thoughts, you're going to be left behind. Rise above your shadows. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. You know, when engulfed with doubt and uncertainty, it's easy to let the weight of our struggles crush our hearts. Why should our obstacles triumph over our aspirations? Rise above the shadows. Because when you begin to stop and think, you know, we've done so many kind of crazy things here at Create Your Now. Some people would look at us and say, that's the way you're doing it? And I'm like, yep, that's the way I was told to do it. And that's how we're doing it. This is what I know, where we need to be hanging out, how we need to be doing it, how we can serve others, because I want to serve you well. Why do you think I come here every single day? Not because I expect you to be here every single day, but I want you to know that I am here for you every single day, because it takes that amount of energy and effort to make a change in your life. When you're talking about rising above the shadows, you've got to understand that at some point you have to be willing to surrender your limitations that life presents to you, right? And if we were to look at the TV thing, right? We've got our TV show that happens on Pray, the app or .com every single Tuesday, 10:30 a.m. Central, 11:30 a.m. Eastern, and 8:30 a.m. Pacific every Tuesday. And we are working, by the way, yes, I did just talk to our team behind the scenes for our website, which we're getting revamped. Exciting news around the corner. We actually have now in place when we can begin to start making the TV shows available right here at createyournow.com. So that's coming. Stay tuned. I'm hoping we'll have a few up here in the next couple weeks and maybe the whole library. It's just going to take a lot of time for me to upload it because we've been doing this for goodness sakes. We're over 60 episodes at least. I don't know. It is ridiculous how many overs we have. We just filmed another four and we're going through the fruit of the spirit. So tune in. I would encourage you to tune in. And plus at pray.com, you've got so many other leaders over there. Maybe you're into counseling and you want to take it from a different bent. Maybe you want to look at some other things. There are some incredible leaders over there, pastors, counselors, lay people, people like me, podcasters. So tune in. That's all I got to say is tune in. Because when we look at rising above the shadows, a lot of times we just hang out with our shadows because we feel comfortable. I've heard this motto mentioned a lot lately, and it's just because things rhyme, but you're created for more, so embrace 2024. And I think a lot of people were hoping that 2024 was going to be different, but to a lot of people, it's been a lot of pain. There's a lot of shadows in 2024. And the motto sounds great, right? It does. It's wonderful. But do you believe it? Do you believe that you are created for more, so embrace 2024? Do you really think beyond what you see? I mean, if you're caught in the middle of a storm, do you think you can escape that storm? Some people really honestly cannot, and maybe you're one of them. I mean, can you imagine how your life could be different based on your choices? My friend, rise up, stand up, stop hiding in the midst of the chaos. Stop playing the victim when you can choose to change your direction. Rise above the shadows. You've got to shed the cloak of victimhood. It's easy to do. I mean, I've done it before. Oh, woe's me. Man, just yesterday, I had a few hiccups, and they weren't hiccups. They were kind of disturbing, really, really big bumps. And I was like, there, what am I going to do? And I'm like, okay, we can just shift. I don't have to have that. We'll be fine. I'm talking about create your now. And I had things in place and I'm like, well, I guess I just make a shift. That's what I have to do. So I have to change my direction. It may not change the outcome, but my direction may shift a little bit. So in that moment, and yes, there was a moment, it probably was all of like 10 and a half seconds or minutes, 10 and a half minutes. I'm good, but I'm not that good. 10 and a half minutes where I was just like, okay, what do I do here? How am I going to shift here? I even called my mom. I'm like, okay, mom, I just need to vent. I need to vent. Yes, believe it or not. I mean, this is like real life here. And in those 10 and a half minutes, I had to allow myself to say, this is where I'm at. I don't like it. This is a position I'm in, but I can make some changes. And at that moment, it was like, I have to shed the cloak of victimhood. I may not like where I am, but I can stand tall amidst the chaos and boldly step forward into the light of empowerment, of this determination, of this resilience, this endurance that says I can overcome because I was created for more. And my friend, so are you. But it does require a conscious decision to confront and overcome the challenges that attempt to dim your light. I didn't just, you know, blink and everything was all fine. Like I walked myself through it. What I teach you, I live out on a daily basis. Sometimes it's only 10 and a half seconds, but other times it's 10 and a half hours, right? And then everything in between, like I told you, 10 and a half minutes. And it was, I needed that time. I needed that venting moment. And I had it, and then I moved on. And guess what? I'm telling you right now, everything changed. My outlook, the day, it just was like uphill from there. And it was a beautiful uphill climb. Maya Angelou says this, you may encounter many defeats, but you must not be defeated. In fact, it may be necessary to encounter the defeat so you can know who you are, what you can rise from, how you can still come out of it. My friend, our lives are a canvas waiting to be painted with intentionality and purpose. Beautiful colors all throughout. Every thought, every action, every response that shapes the masterpiece you are becoming. And as you move forward with determination and mindfulness, making that choice because it is a choice, you honor the potential that resides within you and it leads to greatness. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. So I don't know where you are right now. I don't know where you're struggling. Maybe you were caught and all of a sudden you have to change your direction like I was yesterday. Maybe you have to have your spirit uplifted because you are just down and out. Maybe you need to get yourself out of the corner. Maybe you need to shed the victimhood that you've been carrying around, that baggage for not just days and weeks, but months into years. What do you need to do? As you journey through this year of endless possibilities, because truly they are endless. And I know, I understand when you're in the thick of it, it doesn't feel like there are endless possibilities. It feels hopeless. I get that. That's why I'm here, is to stir your heart, is to say, you know what? Nothing is impossible. You can do what you want to do. You can carry the belief within you that can conquer any obstacle. Yes, you can overcome any adversity and realize your most audacious dream. You got this. But you've got to choose to change your direction. Rise above the shadows, for you, my friend, are indeed created for more. Go in peace, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.